CliffCentral.com. Weekdays from 3 to 6. This is Kelman on Cliff Central.
Relax, it's Flax. Oh, the favorite time of the week, eh?
It really, really is.
5:30 on a Friday.
You've cultivated the best time of the week. You've also cultivated quite an interesting hairdo because you just took your cap off.
Yeah, I had a cap day because I didn't feel like doing my hair last night for this morning.
Ah, I see.
I do my hair
the
night
before. Can I
take
a picture of you with this hair?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
What I do is I do my hair the night before and then it lasts 2 days.
I don't know if you're going to approve of this picture.
Does it look terrible? And I went to gym, so there's sweat in it.
Oh, take a look at the picture.
Meh. You know, picture's a picture.
No. Don't say that because you take your photos very seriously. Let's try another one. Okay. Do a bit of a... You need to... Okay,
must I pout?
Because I'm going to put it up on Twitter now to say doing Relax, It's Flax. So you need to take it seriously. Okay. There we go. Let's have a look. Take a look. Is that okay?
No, let me put it in a bit of a smile.
Okay. By the way, you'll be able to see this picture when we finish taking it. Okay. Three. Should I take an up angle, low angle?
That angle is perfect.
Okay. And I've taken the picture and take a look.
Yeah, might as well.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Once it's on the internet, it lives forever.
I've already found the girl of my dreams. Okay. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what any other one thinks.
Okay, so tell me what's coming up on Relax It's Flax while I put this tweet together.
We're going to be looking through the whole 50 Cent saga, but not just what's happening now. I'm going to take you through a couple of his massive fights that he's had. I'm going to share with you a bit of life events that happens to him because I'm a massive 50 Cent fan. Like, I've read his books. I didn't read his books. I listened to his books. Because I don't like to read, so I download the Audible version, which is cool because 50 Cent does it in his own voice. Then we're going to be going through 10 good reasons for dating an older woman.
Okay.
Because I think it's important to know.
Have you ever dated an older woman?
Yes. Okay. No, not dated. I've been with an older woman.
How much older?
I'm 22. She was 28. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I don't know.
6 years.
That's not hectic.
6 years.
That's not a crazy difference.
That's 365 times 6.
Huh?
365 times 6.
Okay, in terms of days.
Yes.
Okay, I feel you. I'm busy now because I'm putting a filter on your photo.
Oh, Valencia. Make me look tanned.
How's this one here? I'm using the Twitter one.
Yeah, that looks good.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't want you to say this and then it's because I'm catching in the heat of the moment.
No, it looks good. I'm using
warm from Twitter.
It's meant to look bad because of the hair. There's quite like a cow's lick going on.
So my caption here says, Flax just took his cap off and is now ready for Relax It's Flax. Live now on cliffcentral.com.
Yeah, that's dope. You know how it goes? It goes dope, then it goes hella dope, and then it goes supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Yeah, do you know how to spell it?
We could sit out the whole day. I don't know. Do you?
Super No. I can do the first part.
Okay, Producer Cat, I'm tagging you in this tweet. You must retweet it, okay?
I don't even think Producer Cat follows me on Twitter.
No, she probably doesn't.
Whenever I get mad at her, I unfollow her.
Yeah, so do I. Okay, there we go. I've put the tweet so we can officially kick things off now. All right, so let's get into it, Flax. What's first?
Okay, 50 Cent.
Yes.
His mother, Sabrina. Let me tell you how hard 50 Cent is as a man. Like, he's powerful, but he's also like, I don't know, what's a word for it? Like, he's been through hell and back that nothing will ever faze him. That's why this whole court thing isn't fazing him. He'll fight fire with fire. So his mother, Sabrina, she basically raised him. And then one day his grandmother tells him that his mother was knocked out by a pimp.
Yeah.
And then while she was unconscious, the pimp put on the gas in the house and that's how she died. So 50 Cent has to live through this. Hmm. His father left him. He's living with his grandparents who have 9 children. And he's like the runt of the litter. So they put him in the basement. By 12 o'clock, by age 12, he's already hustling drugs on the street.
Yeah.
Better than anyone else could hustle.
Yeah, really good at drugs.
He's cooking his own product and selling it.
Okay.
I mean, by
Where
age 12.
Where are you 12, going with this?
I'm just showing you how like hard he is as a man.
Okay.
No, that's not the right word to use.
Well, listen, I don't know what you do on weekends.
No. But like, how gangster he is.
Okay, I see.
So he can go through anything. You consume $4 billion and he still won't even...
He's going to be fine. He's endurance.
Exactly.
He lasts long.
Couple of the farts he had. He had a fart... No. Oh, my God. My bad choice of words.
Okay.
Okay. So he had a fight with Ja Rule. So basically, remember he had that click called G-Unit?
Yeah.
G-Unit. That was dope. So basically, G-Unit got in a fight with Ja Rule and snatched his chain.
Oh, no.
Now,
oh, no, they didn't.
50 got blamed for this. So that's when 50 and Ja Rule started fighting. I don't know if you remember MTV Cribs.
Yeah.
Basically, 50 had a doll in his house that he said was Ja Rule, and then he started jumping on the doll.
Oh.
And he said Ja Rule's just like a little baby.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So
I don't remember that. That was, but it sounds like it was really hectic.
Yeah. I mean, that fight was pretty hectic. I think it's still going on.
Okay.
50 then got in a fight with P. Diddy.
Yeah.
So in one of...
Are we, like, reading his biography here?
No, no. I'm just mentioning about three of the fights. 50's been in, like, billions of fights. So one of the fights he was in with P. Diddy, in one of the songs he implied that P. Diddy knew who killed Notorious B.I.G. and also threatened to go and tell everybody about it. So Diddy and him started fighting. Also that 50 Cent started a vodka company called Effin, and Diddy's got Ciroc. Mm. So then they started fighting again about this, like, last year. The game didn't want to be part of G-Unit.
Mm.
So then 50 fought him. Mm. He felt it was disrespectful after he gave the game like hooks and stuff on his beats, made him music. He basically made the game who he is.
Mm.
Rick Ross. Let me tell you where the fight with Rick Ross started.
No, tell me.
At, I think it was the BET Awards in 2012.
Yeah.
Rick Ross said that 50 Cent looked at him bad. So then Rick Ross started fighting with 50.
Well, yeah.
Started dropping beats with,
well, I mean, you
dissing
gotta be
50.
Careful how you look at people.
Yeah, now look where 50 is.
Exactly.
50 basically bought the sex tape off, I think it was Rick Ross's former lover's ex-boyfriend, and then put it on a website to
and
drive.
And now he's been in trouble with that.
Exactly.
So he got sued, and now he's declaring bankruptcy.
Well, he declared bankruptcy just to basically get out of paying her, because he doesn't want to, not because he can't.
Doesn't want to. Yeah, he's smart like that.
He's a freaking genius.
If you could ask him one question, what would you ask him?
What would I ask 50 Cent? The art of the hustle. Just tell me the art of the hustle.
Mm.
He's a hustler of note.
What do you think he would say?
I have no clue.
Okay.
He even had that TV show. I think it was called The Hustle.
No, that's... I don't know if it was... maybe. He had a... It was a drama series. Yeah. I think it's actually on TV at
not
the moment.
Not a drama series. It was similar to that...
He's had a few TV shows.
What was that similar to The Shark Tank? Is it called The Shark Tank?
Oh, by the way, he's bankrupt, but he's still jetting to London on a first-class flight.
That's because he's not bankrupt. He's just claiming bankruptcy so he doesn't have to pay that check.
Yeah. Let's have a look here. I'm trying to figure... You know what his real name is?
P. Diddy... No, what am I saying?
No.
Curtis Jackson the second or third?
There you go. Curtis Jackson. Okay, hang on. Let's have a look. What TV show... He's done a hell of a lot of TV work. Wow.
He's done everything. He's dipped his fingers even in sneakers, in headphones. He's unbelievable.
I actually can't find, but he was on a reality show. I remember. I know what you're speaking about. Okay,
I'm pretty sure it was called The Hustle. I used to watch it. Unbelievable.
Ugh, damn. He's been on so many TV shows. I can't even find it.
And that photo that he Instagrammed the other night, where he was standing by a smart car, he...
Oh. What's wrong?
Remember I had flu last week. The doctor says it's going to take 2 weeks for the phlegm to actually drain.
Oh, shit.
And I think I've got like a sinusitis problem, so a bit of coughing and stuff.
Okay. What time were you out till this morning?
No, I was... Let me tell you what I did yesterday. Yesterday, I left work at about 3-ish, got home at 3:30, slept from 3 to 8, woke up, had a shower, slept from 9 till 4 this morning.
Sorry, I didn't mean this morning. I meant, what did you get to... Didn't you do something on Wednesday night?
Oh, Wednesday night, yes.
What time did you get home on Thursday morning?
Late.
What's late?
Like...
Well, no, early. It was early in the morning. You got home
probably
early.
Probably like 1-ish.
Yeah, okay. That's how you cure flu.
But I suffered on... No... The doctor said it will take 2 weeks. I'm over flu. I've been through the antibiotics.
What did the doctor's prescription say? There you go. Sounding good.
Sorry. I got a chest infection. Cat, please give me some water.
How was gym earlier?
Gym was good. You're not understanding. My flu's gone. I no longer have flu. I'm just waiting for it to drain.
Okay.
It's purely a sinusitis issue.
I can't see.
But I can't give me water. I can barely breathe.
This guy's dying. Take a second, Flax.
It's all in my chest.
Do you want me to play a filler quick?
No, no, I'm good. Okay. I'm good. But you can see I'm going like red here.
You are. You are. Okay.
Okay. Where was I? I've completely...
Something about 50 Cent and Ja Rule.
No, that's... I've already covered that. I was telling you about my day yesterday, yes. And then I wanted to progress into my dream last night.
Ah, what happened?
Okay, so I'm sleeping. I'm stuck in Walmart, and there's an earthquake, like a legit earthquake. And then all of a sudden, my phone, which is on silent, starts vibrating. And this is in real life now, because some person had phoned me 3 times in a row, so my phone went off silent.
Oh, we brought you some water.
Oh,
look at that.
Thank you, Dory.
Dory brought you some water.
You, but now what I'm going to get fined for using one of these cups.
Oh, my word, you're using one of the cups from the...
Way to frame me, eh, Dory? No, way to frame
me. Hang on a second. Tell everyone about the cups. What's wrong here?
We got a new coffee machine here at Cliff Central.
Yes.
We each got personalized cups.
Mugs,
mugs with our names on. And then there's plastic cups. And if you get caught with the plastic cup, you get fined R1.
Hang on, let me just take a picture of you quick.
No, cup. I'm not getting framed with this. There is no way.
Well, you need the water.
Yeah, but I don't want to get framed.
With the plastic cup.
You know how hard this is going to be?
You do realize it's not framed if we have the podcast.
I'm going to have to attach the podcast to the scenario so that management doesn't find me.
Okay, back to your dream.
So in my dream, in my dream, recap that. Walmart earthquake.
Yeah.
Then a girl phones me who was drunk at a club or whatever.
Do you know her?
Sort of know her.
What do you mean, sort of?
I guess you can say I know her.
Okay.
So then she phoned me 3 times. So my phone went off silent and starts vibrating. So I now get woken by this mid-earthquake in my dream. And I now start screaming out loud. Like, I thought there was a proper earthquake.
And then what happened?
And then I kind of like pulled myself towards myself.
Did anybody notice that you'd screamed out loud in the neighborhood? Or?
No, it was like 12 o'clock at night. Everyone's asleep.
I think you're losing the plot a little bit.
It was one of the scariest dreams I've ever had. And I was telling people in the office here today, and they think that the earthquake happened because my phone vibrated. And then my subconscious had to give that like image in my dream.
Did you know that Jono actually just finished an online course in the meaning of dreams?
Really?
Yeah, he did. So, Jono, do you want to quickly come in here and tell me what this dream actually means? He said no.
Why?
He declined. Did he really decline? He declined from reading the dream. Is it because we can't pay you, Jono? Okay, it's because we can't pay him. All right, I see. Okay. Well, listen, thanks for being such a shit sport.
Thanks. So, first of all, Kat didn't get me water, and now Jono won't decipher my dream.
Yeah.
I think fame's got to their head.
Well, particularly Jono's head.
Yeah, I'm unfollowing both of them on Twitter.
Okay, so that was your dream. All right, so what must we do with that information?
I think it's the most hectic dream. It's one of the most hectic dreams I've ever had. I can't remember my other ones. And another dream, oh my God. You know producer Palesa? She took me to like her house, which was... somewhere in like a Belito sort of like area with this beautiful sea, was very far away, like on its own island. And then she showed me around, and she had a different culture. So she taught me that culture. It was unbelievable.
Jeez. Sips tea.
What dream did you have?
I don't know. I don't really have a lot of dreams.
I've been wanting to tell someone my dream the whole day, and I'm glad I have
I'm
now
glad
a
you
space.
Had the opportunity. That's great.
It's honest. I couldn't even tell them this morning. I couldn't tell anybody in the office.
Well, we still need to get Jono to interpret the dream because he did finish this online course.
Jono,
recently.
Stop being a bad sport and please get in here.
No, it's okay. We're not going to force him. He's got like this whole Oracle thing going on at the moment, so you can't force him to give you the energy when he doesn't want to. Otherwise, he'll put a curse on you. Take a voodoo doll and start like stabbing it.
Do you believe in that?
I don't know. I've seen some very scary things in the office here with the other people he's got voodoo dolls of.
Like who?
He knows. Okay, you got a list for us, Flax.
Okay. So I think it's important that we know the pros of dating older women.
Yes.
Because... one of these days we're probably going to marry an older woman because we're very mature for our age.
Yeah.
So obviously we've got to find an older woman who correlates to our maturity.
Yes, absolutely.
So number
Is that why you're at the old age home this weekend?
Yes. So number one, they can hold better conversation. You see, because this is talk radio, we're good at conversation. So we can't now be talking to a girl who's not good at conversation, hasn't lived life, hasn't experienced things through years.
Mm.
So now we can hold better conversation with older women.
Mm.
Number two, they know what they want and they're straightforward about it. They know they don't have many years left because they're old. So now they know exactly what they want and they know what they need before they pass on to the next life.
I think it's women in their 40s are at their sexual peak, right? Is that true? I think that's true. Dari, is that true? Dari in the room next door. Dari, do you want to shout quickly through the window? Might give me a yay or a nay. I know you're at the opposite end of the room, but maybe it'll pick it up.
It will.
Dari, women in their 40s, they are at their sexual peak, right?
I'm going to decline to answer that, but we're definitely at the peak of privacy.
Oh, peak of privacy, she says. She's declining to answer that question. No, I have definitely heard this. It's definitely, I think it's true. I think I saw it in that movie, The Rebound, with Catherine Zeta-Jones.
I haven't seen that.
So, guys at like 20 to 30 is sort of when you're best at sex. And then
that's because you've had experience and you know.
No, because you got the best energy.
I got energy.
Yeah, but I'm saying you've got the most stamina.
Oh, your libido is at its highest.
And for women, it's sort of 40, in their 40s, I think, which is why this older woman thing could possibly work.
That's why, and that's weird because most women will get pregnant before they hit 40.
Yeah.
And then when they're 40, then they want the sex to get pregnant. And then they probably have more kids.
Yeah, okay. I don't know about that, but okay, yeah. We should actually get a sexologist in.
Yeah, someone call Cosmopolitan up.
Yeah, let's give him a call. Okay, make sure you speak to someone older. Okay, what's next, Jeff?
Okay, they are generally more focused on their careers because they're older, they're in careers. I mean, now you can talk to a girl who's like 20 and she doesn't have a job. She's probably still studying. My throat is so itchy.
Have a sip of water there. Okay.
You're
really slurping.
Like, I was perfect for the whole day until now.
It's because you're talking about and the
I think it's the air in here.
I don't even have the air con.
You guys need a humidifier in here.
Yeah.
Okay. Or like a something. There's so much dust in the air.
We were going to get a humidifier, but somebody's used all the money on paper cups. So there's no more budget.
I'm going to wash this paper cup and I'll return it.
Yeah, that's nice for the guest coming in on Monday morning to know.
I will not go down with this ship.
Okay, what's next?
Okay, they're more appreciative of relationships because they've been in other relationships that haven't worked out. So when they get in a relationship, they appreciate it more.
That's a bit douchey.
What do you mean?
Saying that.
What do you mean?
Older women appreciate relationships more because they've been in more relationships.
Well, they've been in more relationships than younger people, if that makes sense.
Okay. I don't know about that one.
It says here, young women are happy they are in a relationship until they're not. Older women understand how difficult it is to find someone half decent, which is true. As boys get older, they get probably less mature with age. We probably decline while women incline.
Well, some guys get more mature, some don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we are going to fall in the minority.
Okay, I see. All right.
No, I'm joking.
Let's both go down that road. Okay. What's next?
They're more passionate.
Mm.
They're more emotional. They've got a high emotional intelligence.
There are many shades of loving. As they overlap the passing years, they become deeper in hue.
What's hue? Color?
Yeah. Or like tone of color.
Oh. So we see pink. They see bright pink.
Mm.
It's fascinating.
If they can see.
No, it's fascinating. Well, I guess their eyes are deteriorating with age. What's that? What's the oldest woman you could date?
I don't know. What's your top age on Tinder?
Top age on Tinder's sitting at 28.
28. Okay.
What would yours be?
79.
Really?
No, I'm joking. 7 and 9. No, I'm definitely joking.
Moving along swiftly.
What's next?
They're more open to trying new things.
No, you missed the other one.
They're better in bed.
That's like the main one.
They're better in bed.
Sex is not like riding a bicycle. You can practice and not get better at riding a bicycle. Sex, on the other hand, is something you can improve on with experience.
Mm.
Sex isn't just about sex. It's also about the waiting periods in between, the tension and buildup it causes, and what you learn about yourself as your sexuality intensifies.
It's so true, because you start thinking why you need sex, why you want sex, and what type of sex you want when you're not having it.
Mm.
It's probably better explained in our sex show on Fridays.
Yes, yeah, John Teasel's very good at that. Okay, what's next?
They're more open to trying new things.
What would be an example of this?
Well, I think it's a perception that older people view younger people as knowing these new things, and they want to feel young again by knowing these new things also. So it could be even something as learning Facebook or using...
I think this means in the bedroom.
Well, the first line says, maybe you don't think you need to try something new in this... Okay, in the sack.
I don't think it refers to Facebook, Flax.
Okay, it's talking about the bedroom.
Yes.
So, I don't know what new things there are in the bedroom as opposed to other things. Like, it's sort of... It's the same for every age, no?
What? No, but
intercourse is intercourse.
Yeah, but there's ways to have it. There's things you can do to prolong it. There's accessories.
Oh.
Yes, all of that.
Accessorize.
Yeah, accessorize in a bit. That's 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
Yeah, exactly that.
I loved that movie. Honestly, one of the best movies I've seen.
It was. Why did you like it so much?
It's such a cute love story.
Hmm.
This guy, he's emotionless. He can't love a woman. And then he meets this girl that's all emotional and stuff. And then he falls for her, and then he becomes emotional and stuff, but then she doesn't want him, sort of,
okay,
right?
Okay, but the first movie ended, and he was flogging her, and she was in pain.
No, but remember, she let him do that to a point where he didn't want to do that no more, because he saw what that did to her.
So you've read all the books?
No.
So how do you know that that's what happens?
Because I watched the movie.
No, but in the end of the movie...
Oh, no, in the end of the movie...
The first one.
She gets in the lift. She gets in the lift, and then he goes something like...
No, didn't the movie end and he was like spanking her and it was really hard? I think that is how the movie ended.
No, the movie ended with her getting into a lift.
No, I don't think so.
I'm telling you.
Producer Kat, we watched this... we watched this movie together. How did it end again? Oh, it ended with the lift.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, but it was just after he'd like done a whole sort of...
Yes. She said she's done with all his antics and everything.
Okay. All right. Oh, yeah, I remember that. Okay, cool. All right, we detract. What's next?
Number eight, they're more willing to be a team.
Mm.
So, I love flying solo. Always have, always will. But the fact is, flying solo does get lonely somewhat regularly. So, they like being with somebody.
Okay. Next.
They're sexier.
Do you feel this is true?
Like good wine, women get better with age.
Yeah. Same thing with talking. The more you are alive, the better you are at talking.
Exactly. Your vocabulary expands.
which old woman do you think is very sexy?
Is Jessica Alba considered old?
Let's have a look quickly how old she is.
Who's like... Who's that girl from Friends? Jennifer Aniston.
Jessica Alba's 34.
Okay, that's still young. Once you hit 40, is old.
Jennifer Aniston is probably definitely over the age of 40. Jennifer Aniston
50,
is
I rate.
46.
Sure. Okay, that's 46. Old.
46.
Now, for a 46-year-old, she has aged very well because she's open to new ideas, such as new medical procedures, the facelift, the Botox, the Caitlyn Jenner with the full face peel back.
Next.
You can learn more from them because they're wiser. With age comes wisdom.
Especially if they're like a principal or a teacher.
You're.
Probably learn a lot.
Yeah.
Or a professor. Okay. That's a very good list, Flax.
No, that whole teacher thing's a bit whack.
No, that could be the reality.
Talking about reality, can I end you off with one story?
Give me the most important story for the week.
Dating Naked. Have you heard of this TV show?
I've heard of this TV show.
What the hell is that?
Everybody in the office here watches it, apparently.
Really?
Jono loves it, but like we found out earlier, he's not available for comment at the moment. He's just having a pity party.
But we'll speak to his agent later.
Yes. Who's his agent?
Kat.
Ah, yes. Producer Kat can tell us real quick about Dating Naked. She's watched this. She loves TLC. She loves watching it, and one day hopefully she'll get it.
Get it. Tender loving care. Get it. That was funny.
Producer Kat, talk to me about Dating Naked. Get on mic three. There we go. Pulls the seat out.
Yes.
Welcome to Relax His Flex.
I've been here.
Dating Naked. What's the show about?
So basically...
Yeah.
It's a blind date, right?
Yeah.
But when you meet for the first time, you meet as naked people. So, okay. I mean, they come clothed, but then they undress and then they go on a date.
All right.
We should host a Dating Naked in studio here.
No, Relax Flex. We've already had naked people sitting on the seats.
We don't need you naked in the studio, Flex.
Yeah. No, so, I wouldn't be naked.
The first time you meet the person is the first time you're going to see them naked.
I think it's crazy.
It's a little wild, but at least you know what you're getting, you know?
True. And then I saw a promo last night on TLC. Now they're going back to visit all the couples that they hooked up. Mm. The one couple's getting married.
Do you have to have sex on TV?
No.
It's just a date.
So you just stare at each other naked?
It's dating.
It's not a porno, Flex.
They don't go to dinner. They do activities. Like, they'll go surfing. They'll go horse riding naked or whatever. They'll go, whatever. And but not dinner.
What is the aim? Because beauty is skin deep.
Beauty is skin deep. That's why you must never ever swipe left on Tinder, Flex.
Touche.
All right.
Touche.
We're just about out of time on Relaxes Flex, and we really could sit the whole day because you've got pages and pages here.
I got this pages for days.
But give me the quote of the week.
One life, live it.
Beautiful. Lovely. How do we keep up with you all day?
You can follow me on Instagram at Michael Flax. You can follow me on Twitter. Do that right now. Get on Twitter at Michael Flax, MichaelFlax. You can also follow me by downloading all previous podcasts on cliffcentral.com.
Fantastic. Michael Flax, such a pleasure, bro.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
Give me one final Relax It's Flax.
Relax It's Flax.
Good morning, gold MacBook. And you, silver MacBook. And you, space gray MacBook.
Let me finish.
You're all just so beautiful. Just look at your 12-inch retina display and force touch trackpad. Sleep now, my lovelies. I need to tell South Africa where to buy you.
Introducing the all-new 12-inch MacBook, now thinner and lighter than ever, and available at iStore. Why would you go anywhere else? Visit myistore.co.za for more info. T's and C's apply.
Weekdays from 3 to 6. This is Kelman on Cliff Central.